Welcome to Where is God's Word with your host, Bruce Musselman, brought to you by the Mattaway Country Baptist Church of Aurora, Ohio. Bruce combines over 40 years of experience as a pastor, Bible teacher, and author. His program addresses topics surrounding the authority and inerrancy of the Bible. Here now with this week's edition of Where is God's Word is Bruce Musselman.
Well, so glad to be with you again, and we are one day closer to the time when the Lord Jesus comes back and solves the problems of this old world. And what a day that will be. We have an interesting program today, and we're going to start off by talking also about prophecy. And the reason we have this program is to uphold the Bible as God's Word. And we know that there are many people that don't like that because they don't like the fact that God is in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, is the King of kings and Lord of lords. But the Bible says one day every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God. Now, how is Jesus our Lord? Well, he's our Lord through the Word of God, the Bible. And the Bible teaches that the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. And so in our program today, we're talking about, as usual, the preserved Word of God, which is found in the authorized King James Bible. Now, why do we say this? And this is what we're going to be talking about today on our program. But we always try to advertise books. We're not getting paid for these advertisements like you usually hear. They're spending millions of dollars to promote the counterfeit Bibles. But we're saying this, and we do this program so people know the truth about the Word of God. And you will not find these books in your Christian bookstore because they are putting out a counterfeit every other year, and they wouldn't want you to know what some of these books say. And so we're going to tell you what they say and talk about them. Now, one of the books we want to talk about, we mentioned before, and we've had the author on, is called One Book, One Authority. And this book is over 800 pages in length, and it talks about 2,000 years of church and Bible history. Now, the true text of God's Word has come down to us. God said he would purify his words, and he would keep his words. And so, in order to attack the Word of God, they have talked about the need of a translation, and they translate it, but they don't use the text that God gave us that has come down to us through the apostles. 99% of the evidence from the ancient church fathers to the ancient manuscripts and so on back the authorized King James Bible. And so God said that he would preserve that Bible. Now, we call our program Equal Time because there's so many people that are attacking it and correcting it. And we hear on the radio all the time, they'll say, a better reading is, this is an unfortunate translation, it should have been. They give you no evidence whatsoever for their correction. You're supposed to drop your Holy Bible, the King James, and listen to them. And that's the whole point of it. The Bible talks about Nicolaitans that conquer the people, and so that's what it's all about. It's to put themselves in that authority. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ, when he was on the earth, he was opposed by the Pharisees. And the Bible says that eventually they tried to murder him, and then it says that he was delivered to Pontius Pilate because of envy. And these people today that are Nicolaitans, that they want to be the authority. And so they talk like they have a Bible, but then they don't really have one, and that they recognize as the authority. And so they constantly attack the authorized King James Bible. Now, Jesus says that if ye abide in me and I abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. And in the Bible, the Bible uses parallelisms to explain itself. So Jesus says, first, if you abide in me and I abide in you. Now, how does he abide in us? Well, explains that, for in the next verse it says, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you. So Christ abides in us through his words. And his words are pure words, and he is called the Word of God. And so they attack Jesus all the time He had a crowd that was constantly attacking him. Like, for instance, they attacked him for healing on the Sabbath day. Can you imagine that? And he says, one time he said to him, he says, well, which of you, if one of your animals fall into a ditch on the Sabbath, will you not go and take him out of the ditch? And he says, this man has been persecuted, has been troubled by the devil for many years, and should not he be freed too? And so they attacked him. And just as they attacked him when he was here, the Word of God was here in a human body, and Jesus was called the Word of God, they attack him today through his words. And so there is, and he is with us through his words. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And that's how Christ is with us today. He has given us his words. And so today, just as they attacked Jesus when he was here, they attacked the authorized King James Bible, which is his words today, that and he is with us. And so we have this tremendous attack, always correcting God's word. And it seems like every time you turn on radio or television, or even in seminaries where they're training preachers, they have developed all kinds of theories in order to attack it. So we call our program Equal Time. We are, instead of attacking it, we are upholding God's word. And we believe God is pleased with this because he has put us on the radio, and they are listening to us on almost every country on earth. I could never imagine such a thing, but we know that they're listening in Russia, in China, in Japan, you name the country, and there they are listening. And we're so glad for you listeners. And by the way, pray for us that the Word of God will be heard all over the world. In the New Testament times, everybody in the world heard the Word of God. And so God gave them the gift of languages in the New Testament, and so they gave us the text. And so now I am reminded of the passage in the Old Testament where it says that my shepherds are all dumb dogs. And God gave a DD degree to his shepherds there. That was a DD degree, was a dumb dog degree, and I don't want to be called a dumb dog by the Lord. And the reason he called them that is they refused to bark. Well, that's what we're doing here. We're barking and warning people that there are corrupt Bibles, but God has given us his word in the authorized King James Bible. And it's based on the text that we can trace right back to Christ and to the apostles and to the prophets. And we have the books here, this book that I mentioned today, one book, one authority. And in there, it's 800 pages, and it shows the differences between the King James Bible, and he particularly talks about the English Standard Bible. The English Standard Bible has come from the one before it was Revised Standard Version, and then they put out, and that collapsed, and then they put out the New American Standard, that collapsed. The sales went out. They put out the NIV, and that's going out, and so on. And these corrupt Bibles, they're not alive. The Word of God liveth and abideth forever. So the true Word of God, the King James Bible, it goes on. And even though with millions of dollars of advertising, the NIV sold so many and then it went out, the King James has put out 5 billion copies. And it continues on generation after generation because, according to the book of Isaiah, the word of God, grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. And so we have God's word today. And we will advertise these books that show it. Highly researched, very interesting, easy to read. And this one here, one book, one authority. Today, we have in evangelical circles, it's absolutely insanity. It's spiritual madness. Because these Bibles that they, counterfeit Bibles, they disagree with each other in thousands of places. And they keep putting them out, and they have people that are not even Christians based on the evidence of people that they give. It's not evidence, but they give theories. And they are not even saved people themselves. You know, the Bible says the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, neither can they know them for their foolishness unto them. And so the natural man rejects the word of God. And this has been true for the last 2,000 years. But the text in our authorized King James Bible, it is the text that has come down to us from Christ and the apostles. And I want to talk about that, but I think we'll start off today and we'll have Bryn sing a song for us, and then we'll get back and we'll talk about the evidence and where our authorized King James Bible came from when we come back. Martin Luther was a famous reformer, and he went to the Diet of Worms and stood before the leaders of the Holy Roman Empire and Charles V, and they asked him about his beliefs. And the belief that he came to by studying the Book of Romans was that you were saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, that when you trust him, that he died for your sins, that he paid for all of your sins, that he gave you salvation as a free gift, and then he rose from the dead, that when you accepted Jesus Christ, you had eternal life and were saved. And, it's simple because when you get married, the preacher says, will you take this man to be your lawfully wedded husband? To have and told to dust do you part? If so, say I do. And she says, I do. And he says, will you take this woman? And he says, I do. And then the preacher says, I now pronounce you man and wife. Do you know that the God of this universe was Jesus Christ? And he said, I do to you. You know, if you go to hell and pay for your own sins, you're acting like a fool, because Jesus has paid for them already. He said, I do to you, whatever you are, wherever you are over this world, whatever you have done in the past, if you say to Jesus Christ, I do accept you as my Lord and Savior, instantly you will have eternal life. And Jesus said, whosoever cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. So Luther stood at the diet of what is called the diet of worms, and he said this, unless I am convinced by Scripture and plain reason, I do not accept the authority of popes and councils, for they have contradicted each other. My conscience is captive to the Word of God. I cannot and will not recant anything, for to go against conscience is neither right nor safe. God help me, amen. And thank God for that statement. In other words, he's going to go by the Word of God. You know, Martin Luther translated the Bible into German, the German Heilige Schrift, and that translation is equal to the King James translation in English. That was done in German, and the King James is done in English, taken from the same text, the same Greek and Hebrew text, as the King James was. Now, how did that come down to us? Well, if you read in the New Testament that the first missionary church, where after Jerusalem, they were first called Christians at a place called Antioch, which is in Syria, and now it's in southern Turkey. And at that town, there was many, many thousands had come to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and it became the headquarters for the Christian churches. And so Paul and Barnabas were sent out from Antioch, and they went to Europe, and they started Christian churches in Europe and all over Europe. And you know, the text that is used behind the authorized King James Bible is called the Antiochian text. It's the text out of the city of Antioch, the great missionary center and the church that sent out missionaries. And it was translated into, the Bible was translated into the Syriac Peshitta. And these translations line up with the English translation, although they were in other languages. And the translators of the English Bible, the King James Bible, based it on these Bibles and translations, and I'm going to name them now. For instance, the Syriac Peshitta, and that's come down to us. It's been translated into English, and once again, it upholds the text of the authorized King James Bible. And that translation went all the way through missionaries into China and was being preached all over China by 700. And the many people were saved. And then you have the Gothic translation that was translated by Euphilus. And that was translated about 335. And so that went out. And the English language was started as the Gothic language. And so from manuscripts that have come down to us today, we see that they used the text that was behind the King James. And believe it or not, many words in the authorized King James Bible come from the Gothic and have been used by God's people ever since. Much of the King James came from those very words, came from the Gothic, although the spelling and probably pronunciation has been changed. And then we have the Koine Greek, that much of the New Testament was translated in the Koine Greek. And it has come down to us. And all of these are called the Antiochian text. Now, they have many names. Sometimes it's called the Antiochian or Constantinople or the Received Text or Textus Receptus. But all these translations were the true Word of God, and they have come down to us. So you have the Koine Greek that has come down to us today. And then you have also the Italic text. That's the first Latin translation. It was translated long before Jerome's Vulgate. It was translated about 200, called the Italic text. And that came down to us and from manuscripts, ancient manuscripts. And so all of these together, it's about 99% of the evidence. And they're all called the received text, but they're different translations. And the King James translators had these different translations on the desk, and they used these translations as a basis for the authorized King James Bible. And so God said, the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. And so they had these translations, and they based the King James Bible on these translations. The modern counterfeit Bibles, the ASV, NIV, New ASV, Revised Standard, and the English Standard, all of these were based on the Alexandrian text, and sometimes it's called the eclectic text. And that means that the manuscripts are mixed. These manuscripts that it's based on, the Vaticanus Sinaiticus, they disagree with each other in 3,000 words in the Gospels. We have mentioned these things many times before, but I have many books. Every week we talk about one that has done the research and shown photographs of some of these manuscripts, and they back the true Word of God, which we have today in the authorized King James Bible. And somebody might be saying, well, I know some people don't agree with you. Let me tell you some people do. First of all, when I went to Moody, I had him, the teacher in my class, he was executive vice president of Moody at that time. And he wrote a book defending the King James. Billy Sunday talked about this, defended it. D.L. Moody defended it. And there's a long list of people that were God has used in a tremendous way that defended the authorized King James Bible, and they were faced with the same things we are. Charles Spurgeon did, and he called people that corrected it popelings. And God says, in thy word do I trust. Do we trust the simple words of our Lord Jesus Christ? The Bible says Jesus upholdeth all things by the word of his power. He upholds the stars. He moves them within a fraction of a second, and he upholds his words, and he will uphold us. But he upholds us through his words. His words give us joy. His words give us peace, and his words are spirit and they are life. Jesus said, thy word is spirit and they are life. And so the spirit of God is in the words of God in the authorized King James Bible. It is verbally inspired. It has the words of God. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. If it's scripture, it's inspired. It's inspired by God Almighty. And the way to live a successful life is to read the word of God every day. And it will give you joy. It will give you peace. You want peace in your life? I could tell in my life that the Lord has given me peace and satisfaction. How? He's given it through his holy word, the authorized King James Bible. Oh, I started to read it when I was in the third grade, and I understood it. And you can understand it too. And God will change your life. And you want peace? Read God's word. You want joy? Read God's word. You want the comfort of the Holy Spirit? Read God's word. And it's been translated into other languages also, which are the Word of God. But we have it today. And when we read our Bible, it says, in thy word do I trust. And people that correct it, don't believe them. They're making themselves, as Spurgeon called it, popelings. Jesus said, it is written. He never corrected God's word. He said, it is written. All the Bible writers, they quote it as absolutely infallible. They didn't have the originals. The Bible says, from a child thou hast known the scripture. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. Timothy didn't have the originals. He had copies of copies. We have copies of copies today in the authorized King James Bible. But thank God he has given us his word. The one that upholds the universe comforts us and blesses us. And in it we see we have eternal life by receiving Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Salvation is finished. And we say, I do to him. We have eternal life. God bless you.
You have been listening to Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. If you enjoyed today's program and would like to receive a free brochure that lists 100 references where the name of Jesus has been omitted from modern versions, we invite you to drop us an email at sos1611@gmail.com. That's sos1611@gmail.com. Where is God's Word is sponsored by the Mantua Country Baptist Church, located at 12385 Chamberlain Road near Aurora, Ohio. Pastor Murray Bay and the congregation cordially invite you to worship with them. Sunday morning services are held at 10 and 11 a.m. For directions or more information, please call 330-562-6600. That's 330-562-6600. Or write to the Mantua Country Baptist Church, 12385 Chamberlain Road, Aurora, Ohio, 44202. Tune in again next week at the same time for another edition of Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman.